Good Tuesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. It's City of Manhattan Day here on In Focus. We got a city commission meeting tonight, and we got Manhattan City Manager Ron Peer, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse in studio, and we did get brought in some questions. The caller didn't want to be on air, but a couple quick questions, and we'll try and interpret. Hopefully, we're getting the questions right on this, but asked about the city commission makeup, asking if it had ever been seven commissioners, and also asked about zoning, and from what I understand, just asking if things are zoned out by area or not. It seems kind of broad, but whoever wants to
sure, I'll jump in there. To my knowledge, we've always had five elected officials, certainly since the 50s. Way back when, whether that was any different than that, I'm not sure. But I know there's primarily been five representatives, all elected at large for the most part. There hasn't been district representation. And so that's I think that's been pretty much the staple for quite some time. As far as the zoning by areas, that kind of is what we have now. I'm not sure what the gentleman or the person that made the call is getting at, but we have a very extensive land use map, our comprehensive land use plan that divides commercial, residential, special zoning districts to try and the goal is to try and make areas as compatible as we can with the adjacent areas. And we have some unique zoning districts called plan unit developments that happen in some of those transition zones between areas that allow for different types of uses. So, you know, part of what we've done lately is we've done some upzoning and downzoning in some of the residential districts, primarily due to kind of the evolution of some of those areas for a desire for additional rental housing for students. We're a 60% rental community. I think we've done a lot to try and establish zoning districts that are appropriate for the community.
Just as an example, that area east of campus, the city administration, city staff, did an analysis, and I think they must have gone door to door practically, but they concluded that there were only eight owner-occupied residences east in that immediate area east of campus. Well, that's a zone then ripe for turnover. If housing density, and that's what was happening, all of the houses were being converted into, you know, student housing in one way or another. And so that's the area we've targeted for high density in the future.
All right. Hopefully that answered the questions. The call came up front and got a couple questions on a piece of paper. So hopefully interpreted that all right for the caller. Looking ahead again at tonight's city commission meeting, one thing that we talked about this in the morning newscast was a change in parking in Aggieville to 2 hours, and this was a request made by the Aggieville Business Association, mainly in response to the city selling that parking lot at 12th Street in Bluemont to accommodate future hotel development and what that means as far as parking and loss of spots. If you're talking about Aggieville, parking usually comes up at least a couple times if
you're talking
about Aggieville.
And so the city regulates its city parking lots, surface lots, as well as most of the on-street parking in Aggieville and downtown. In Aggieville, the surface lots have been 3-hour limits, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, is when those regulations are in place. And we also, the streets, though, have always been 2 hours on Morrow and some of the other main streets within Aggieville. Laramie Street historically has not been regulated for hourly parking during those times, and so the Aggieville Business Association is recommending that Laramie Street between 11th and 14th be converted to 2-hour parking, and they've identified that there's about 44 parking spaces along those blocks, which basically offsets the loss of the stalls that are in the parking lot there on Bluemont, next to Starbucks, that the city has agreed to sell. So that was, they also had actually requested to look at Fremont Street and 14th Street and do some similar things, but we're not recommending that at this time. We'd like to make this change and see how that works. We're recommending to the City Commission that they concur with the request with regard to the conversion of times on Laramie. This right now, we have one parking control officer that patrols the Aggieville and downtown areas for these limitations in the downtown area, which is also all two-hour parking for the most part downtown. And
just one for both?
Just one for both. And so it's a challenge. We've added some additional parking to that requirement in the past down at Blue Earth Plaza, for example. There's a lot that's regulated with limited parking. And so we are also requesting that we hire an additional part-time person to help in this endeavor if they approve the request. And we think that the revenues from the fines will pay for that part-time position.
And what are those fines usually?
So the commission changed them a couple years ago and increased them up to $15 to try and before it was about $5 per violation, and folks were willing to pay that. They thought that was a pretty cheap parking permit for that to occur. And so the commission raised it to 15 and gained some more revenue, but I think it's been enough of a fee that a lot of people are changing their practices or they know when that, most of them know when the current officer makes his rounds and they get out there and move it. So
kind of scout.
Yeah.
I think we also want to make sure that the parking in the Aggieville area assures some turnover rather than maybe employees or even K-State employees parking there all day and taking up parking spaces and not having the clients and customers for the businesses there. I think we have to have, we can't let people just use it without monitoring it. So we have to have that. So this 2 hour will assure a turnover.
Right. And we are aware that parking. A considerable amount of parking in Aggieville is used by folks that mm-hmm. are going to K-State to classes and other areas, which takes up spaces for patrons of Aggieville during the business day.
And the fact remains, it's just pretty hard to find free parking anymore. And it'll get harder and harder as right. time goes on.
Across the nation and even year by year, even in the Little Apple.
Yep, there you go. Exactly.
And on that 2 hour, if the commission mm-hmm. approves that to make that change of 2 hour, that's just from 8 a.m. to 5 Monday through Friday?
That's correct.
As far as the rest of the time?
It's unlimited.
It's unlimited after that.
Can't store it overnight. Certain streets, you can't park after 2 a.m. between 2 and 6, and you're not supposed to store your vehicles in the lots. So,
is there any...
The police would ticket those.
Sure. Is there any ideas of the future? Because, you know, one peak time, at least for the Aggieville area, is a lot of times after 5 o'clock.
Right.
Is there any plans or ideas of maybe extending that as far as that those parking restrictions during that more peak time at
Probably
all?
Probably not. The goal in Aggieville is to build a parking structure that would accommodate 600 to 700 vehicles. And so that would be something that we're working towards. That was part of the reason the commission sold the lot for the hotel, and we will utilize some of those funds as well as a redevelopment project that would help finance a parking structure that would help meet some of those larger needs than just the 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
So it seems that big concern then, at least from that 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, is really more concern for as far as folks parking there, like K-State students. Like
right.
That's where the main concern seems to be.
Some of the deterrent there for people to leave those spaces. There's not a lot of parking in Aggieville anyway, and so to leave those spaces for folks, for patrons of Aggieville that are visiting the businesses during the business days.
Fair enough. Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour, and we'll come back and talk more about tonight's City Commission meeting, maybe go over the consent agenda a little bit here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We'll be right back.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of